proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you on today's program. One does not have to go very far in today's world to find someone who is discouraged. The world, especially in its spiritual condition, is getting darker by the day. Someone has well said, "If you preach to the hurting, you will never lack an audience." I believe that one of the most important roles in ministry is that of an encourager. Think for a moment of that one who came alongside you and put their arm around you and encouraged you during a very difficult time. It may not be necessarily the words that they said to you, but rather that they were simply there for you. An encourager is a good listener, someone you are free to talk to. For those especially in full-time ministry, encouragement is often hard to find, but greatly appreciated when it comes. I want to first talk to you as a believer in Jesus. Have you made the effort to encourage someone today? I remember, during my time in Bible college, I and a friend of mine took time to spend a few weeks in writing a short note of encouragement and prayer for various students and professors on campus. We simply wrote a note and signed it with the words, "Your Prayer Warrior." I have no idea what may have been going on in the lives of the people we reached out to, but God did as He laid each person on our hearts. With this in mind, take time to pray for your pastor and fellow believers in your church family. Take time to invite people, even if you don't know them that well, to your house or even out for coffee. Write a card, a note. Call and leave a word of encouragement with the person God has placed on your heart. I also want to take a few moments to talk to those who are in ministry. The service of the Lord is indeed challenging. It is not for the faint of heart. The burdens of the people who we minister to are constantly on our shoulders, as well as the cares and needs of our own families. Ministry can be lonely even though you are constantly around people. Often there is no one to pastor the pastor. Please know that you are not alone. God sees your struggle and He knows your heart. You know, when Monday comes around, many pastors are discouraged thinking about the activities of the weekend. Thoughts such as, "How was my sermon? Why wasn't that family here?" Or, "I wonder what that person really thinks of me." All these thoughts go through our minds. But I want to encourage you, pastor. Don't give up. Stay strong in the Lord. Preach the word. Ministry can be a dangerous calling. One thing I have learned in my ministry is that if I am faithful in preaching and teaching God's word, God will always work out His word. I am simply His messenger. I am a servant. It is His message. We always like to hear something more than a simple, "Good sermon, pastor," on Sunday morning. But just remember to keep on faithfully proclaiming God's truth. Just like planting a garden, you have to tend to it for a while before you start seeing the result. Be patient. Remember, God is working in the lives of every member of your congregation. The humbling thought as well is this, that God is still working on me. If you are truly struggling right now, whether you are a pastor or not, let us remember the words that Joshua spoke to the children of Israel as they were about ready to enter the land of Canaan in Joshua 1:9. "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." God loves you, and He cares for you. If you are really struggling, reach out for help. Have a prayer partner and spend time in God's Word, especially in the Psalms. I love reading these special truths, especially ones like Psalm 46, verse 1, where it says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." I pray that today's program has been an encouragement to you, my friend. You are not alone. God is with you if you are His child. Trust Him today as He is our peace, our shalom. Today, if you are there and not knowing what true peace is, if you're struggling, you do not know Jesus as your Savior, I invite you to trust Him today. And again, as a believer, remember that our true trust, our true peace is in the Lord. If you want someone to pray with you, I invite you to contact us here at IBJN. We'd be glad to do that now. And actually, let me close with this prayer. Father in heaven, I just ask that you bless these people, encourage their hearts, that they may follow you in all truth, and may you encourage them through your Holy Spirit. And we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.